brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. We've been live at PrisonPlanet.tv since 20 minutes into the show today. We'll just continue with a 3-hour, 40-minute simulcast of the 4-hour radio show till the end of the transmission. People begin watching live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Not only do you get the Obama deception, all my other films are super high quality, but the at least 2 hours a day we do here live, simulcasting the radio show with all the documents and video clips, and Jason Burmes, 9 to midnight, with a new show, The Info Warrior, produced out of these studios, out of this chair, over this microphone, 9 to midnight, also simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. I was plugging a sponsor and got cut off by the break. It's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Great folks. Give them a call at 877-327-0365. There's that number again, 877-327-0365. Okay, I said I want to take a lot of calls. We are taking your calls. I want to get into this announcement of a world currency. It's being done with a whimper, not a bang. And Paul Watson, I was doing another article. We cover this in the Obama deception, and it's just all coming out mainstream news right now. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Brian in California, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, Alex. It's a pleasure talking to you, and I wanted to thank you for everything that you do.
I want to thank you, sir. I'm just doing my duty.
Okay. I was going over my copy of Morals and Dogma, and I got into the section about the 28th degree Freemason, where they reached the Knight of the Sun or Prince Adept. And something really intrigued me about the number 9. You know, it's a number that is really regarded by them. And they indicate that it's the ancients regarded it as a number with a sort of terror. They considered it bad presage, as a symbol of versatility, of change, and the emblem of frailty in human affairs. Well, we have a number 9 that's coming up, a date that's with a number 9 that's of extreme significance, where I feel that it's a possibility they might just put in a false flag event.
Well, remember what happened. It was... 333 on the Madrid bombing, and then 77 on the bombings in England of the trains and the bus, and then 9/11 and all the symbols. And they are. I mean, it's not us that believe in this.
Right.
It's the globalists believe in numerology. They believe in all this esoteric architecture. They're into it. And but a lot of folks then obsess over every date. They only attack at certain dates, and that tends to be when they think the stars are aligned as well.
Yeah, because I was reading up on the 9, and it says, when multiplied by itself or any other number, gives a result whose final sum is always 9 or always divisible by 9. When you add up 999, which is the date that's coming up, equals 27, 27 being 2 and 7 is 9. Totally Freemasonic. So I just wanted to run that by you and wondered if you had covered that in numerology, because I missed yesterday's show.
No, but that's a great point. I mean, that they thought all hell was going to break loose on 666. Why is that their number? The Egyptians had that as the mathematical calculation of the sun. And so that's why 666 is the number of the beast, the number of the pyramid, the number of the symbol, the number of compartmentalization. And 999 is also 888 is one of their most high holy numbers. The Asians believe that as well. And a lot of big South Korean and Japanese and Chinese corporations do things on 888 or are obsessed with that. There's a lot of restaurants called 888. And, a lot of people call that superstition, but this is how the elites operate. This is what they do. And it's very ancient. And just as a sociologist or as an anthropologist or as a behavioral psychologist, if you're as a layman studying that and studying the elites themselves, you need to study the enemy. And they certainly believe in all of this and are very, very obsessed with it. So I think that is a very valid point that you have brought up there, Brian.
Well, thank you. Also, you had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I know you're trying to keep this short, you mentioned, not a couple of weeks, a couple of months ago, you were going to be covering the tax movement of some sort for sovereigns or something of that sort.
Yes, I told my producer to set up. Yeah, we got a bunch of guests coming up in early April.
Excellent, excellent. I've been waiting for that, too. That's something that I've been looking into also. But
we're going to have Larry Beecraft on and Joe Bannister, you name it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Alex, for everything you do.
You bet. And we've asked Bob Schultz to be here in studio with us when he's in town soon. So we'll work on all of that. But... when we come back, I'm going to continue with a few more calls, and I'm going to get into this big global government announcement that's happened. It is a very, very big deal, very, very important. New global currency openly being announced. We'll explain what's going on. Stay with us.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I am just going to cover this for about 5-6 minutes with Jason Burmis, then we're going to go back to your calls, but it's very, very important. This is the big national paper of Dubai and at a banking conference, November 6, 2008. The article is The First Barons of Banking. We'll put that up on screen for folks. And in it, nobleman Baron David de Rothschild, his son's been on the show, calling for global government, basically, the head of the Rothschild Bank. And in here it says he calls for a one-world government regulated by the banks, a new world order. It's all in that article on your screen. Here's one from the London Telegraph. This came out. November 10, 2008, carbon trading must be globally regulated. People ask, well, how do you know, they're calling for a new world bank? How do you know that they're calling that you'll pay your carbon taxes to them? Because I've seen probably 50-plus articles, no exaggeration, that say the same thing. So that's the London Telegraph there. Here is the London Telegraph. This came out March 16th, or yesterday. IMF poised to print billions of dollars in global quantitative easing, a new global supercurrency. So they just issue their own currency directly, not just sucking it out of U.S. taxpayers, but they back it with that. So there is that article. And then earlier I was mentioning these articles. And again, these are just some of the big prominent ones. In Making the Obama Deception, you Google the term New World Order. Well, let's do it right now. Guys, go to Google on screen, type in New World Order, and then click News. This is not web. And last time I checked, it was 5,000-something just articles in the last month. You can go look at the date on it. And it 5,000. Now, here we are right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. New World Order. Click News. He's clicking News, and it says results. Go over there. It'll tell you how many hits. 50. Oh, I'm sorry. Just a month ago, it was 5,000-something. It says 57,485 articles. 57,485 articles. And, folks, I'm telling you, I have read conservatively 20, 30 a day where I'm like, you don't even cover them anymore. I'm so conditioned that it's no big deal. And it's like saying, hey, guys, the sun's coming up. You know, I'm not going to read articles on air about the sun coming up this morning while I'm being attacked in newspapers saying I'm insane. None of it exists. So the newspapers schizophrenically are simultaneously and federal training documents for police are saying pocket constitutions are signs that we want to kill cops. New World Order doesn't exist. We're totally insane. We're dangerous. Ron Paul's baddest supporters. Bob Barr, all libertarians are basically terrorists. Doesn't exist. While exactly what we've said, the old timers 50 years ago, because the globalists were planning it then, now we're here. It's happening. I've been saying it for 14 years because I had the globalist documents. Look at it. Time Magazine. This is in the Obama deception. New World Order. And it says, a global bank of the world that will pay our taxes to, that will control every nation, including the U.S. Financial Times of London, and now for a world government, published by the Bilderberg Group. And I keep going back to this article because they say, we kept it secret for your own good. It is authoritarian, that means non-freedom, tyrannical, and we are setting up a world government for the bankers to save you from global warming and the banking collapse and terrorism. Everything they engineer, everything they foster, everything they create. And then meanwhile, Burmese, let me have that article you've got, please. We've got this. People are the Star Ledger, and it gets into Obama serves conspiracist, a feast of Bilderbergs. And CBS News carried the Politico's huge. Folks, they called me 3 days last week. I didn't get the message till Friday. Called the guy, missed his call back, talked to him Saturday. He'd already filed the story, but they did quote our websites four times in there as sources. And it's the fairest article I've seen so far that at least they admit Bilderberg exists. Usually it doesn't exist. Alex Jones is insane. He's dangerous. Watch out for him. You know, white supremacists talk about this. You know, that they didn't say that. They admitted secret meetings. And we prove he wasn't at the secret meetings they claimed. He was at Bilderberg last year. That's why the film, 15 minutes in, we spend 10 minutes on Bilderberg. Because we're showing he's controlled by the same people that Bush is controlled by. But, Burmese, this is amazing that they really are coming right out in the open now, but they preconditioned the public for decades it didn't exist. So even when it's being admitted, polite folk won't talk about it because that's crazy talk.
Yeah, I mean, you like to focus on that Time Magazine New World Order article. They actually have another one called Obama's New World Order you can pull up. I mean, that's the second New World Order article they did in about 6 months. It's all over the place.
There's been about 30 or 40 I've seen.
And for the Obama deception to be as huge as that Politico article was huge, Opie and Anthony did an hour on the Obama deception yesterday. It's all over the torrent sites.
Folks, when I tell you that we've been going mega viral for years now, I mean, our Alexa ratings on InfoWars are just skyrocketing. Everything's skyrocketing. Everything's going insane. It's everywhere I go in Austin or other cities, I'm just mobbed now. It has gone supernova. I mean, this is an incredible responsibility, Jason.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to thank everybody out there for making the Obama deception go viral before the DVDs even hit the streets. I mean, AOL covered it yesterday, and they did a poll, and thousands of people did the poll, and 70% said they didn't even know what Bilderberg was before they read the article. And then another 70% said, well, is there a problem with this? And 70% said, yeah, there's a problem with this. This sounds suspicious. So who knows how many people you just woke up this week alone, Alex. I mean, great job.
Well, I wish I'd have been interviewed by the Politico. It would have been even better.
Absolutely. But that four-page article.
You know what? Before I forget, my wife made a good point. Call the Politico guy. Apologize. Try to get on in 3 days. Say, isn't this a follow-up needed here? Because this thing has gone so viral, even for Politico. Call him up and tell him I apologize. If he wants to do another interview anytime, give me a call. I mean, it feels good, but also it's kind of scary. And every time I've had this tingly feeling in other areas of our fight here, I mean, it's crazy, Burmese, to have kind of the eye of Sauron looking right at us. Yeah.
It is a little nuts, but you kind of get past it. I mean, it's always a good feeling to make a difference and infiltrate into the mainstream media. I mean,
you did that with Dylan and Corey with Loose Change.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little scary at first, but again, Alex, to be at the tip of the spear, the first person to come out with a truly critical piece on the Obama administration, not this false, you know, left or right attacks, not playing, you know, Rush Limbaugh.
No, just that he's a puppet. Here's the men behind the curtain. Here's his real agenda. he's a liar.
Exactly. And it's funny because the comedian that brought this to Opie and Anthony, he's a big fat African-American guy. You know, I mean, you're really, I think it was a great play to put Professor Griff and KRS-One in the film. And I think it's reaching all audiences.
That magically happened. I mean, God's grace, providence. We were contacted by KRS-One's manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to town. He'd like to meet you. He'd like to be in the studio. Then he got here late and couldn't even invite me down. That happened right at the time where we needed that, out of a clear blue sky, because we weren't trying to go out and, you know, get the token black guys. They wanted to speak out.
No, it speaks to the youth,
no,
too.
No, but it just happened.
Yeah.
And then Professor Griff's friend said, Professor Griff likes what you're doing. He'd like to come on. He is soon. He's been really busy, but we want to send you this footage. I mean, that just literally fell in our lap.
Mm-hmm. And even having Rogan in it, you know, and then Salente, Tarpley, Jesse Ventura, Willie Nelson. This thing is really going to go mega viral. I don't think we're really going to see the effects of it for another, like, 3 to 5 weeks. But, you know, thank God. It needs to be out there. It's really challenging the administration.
Are you kidding? It's already gone mega
viral. Well, I mean mega, mega viral. I mean, when you're booked on 5 radio shows a day, I mean, I can see it going that. When AOL
well,
covers it.
We're pretty much doing that.
Well, but just on the Obama deception. You know, a lot of people still aren't aware of our work for some reason, Alex. They still haven't seen these movies. They don't know what's up. And this is a great tool, especially because there's a lot of hype around Obama. People want to check out what the skeletons are in
his closet. That's it. It's incendiary because of all this. I mean, you go to the bookstore, and it's like an Obama cult. There's posters, books on every aisle. The children's section is like half Obama. And there's nothing countering him. Or it's stuff that can't be proven or is from a right-wing perspective.
Yeah, we go over to the local shop to get that kombucha drink we get all the time, and in the background there's a big poster of Gandhi, and right next to that big poster of Gandhi is a big poster of Obama. So I mean
Gandhi led a true revolution against tyranny. Gandhi was assassinated. Gandhi went up against the greatest empire in the world at the time. He is not Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi was against the establishment.
Yeah, he's absolutely
that
not
is
Mahatma
not Barack
Gandhi.
Obama. Where? Barack Obama is not Mahatma Gandhi or Martin Luther King. I'm sorry.
Where is his civil disobedience? When has he ever taken part in civil disobedience in his lifetime, Alex? I think that's a pretty big staple.
Yeah, when has he been arrested? I've been arrested probably 10 times. You've been arrested, or have you been arrested protesting?
No, I've never gotten arrested protesting.
You haven't got your wings yet, huh?
Well, I guess not. I've always been able to talk my way out of it. I've gotten the threats of the little tie bands a couple times, and I'm like, really, you're going to put tie bands on me? Really? Is that what's going to happen here? Is that where it's going? What have I done to deserve tie bands? I try to make them feel guilty, Jones.
Oh, Burmy.
Well, they tried to get me once also at the Tribeca premiere of that United 93, and I had to sit there with this cop for like 45 minutes, and he was actually aware of the 93 bombings and Ahmad Salam, and I think it was Peter Lance's book, Triple Cross. So he was kind of on the fence on whether I should be there or not. And he was like, well, you got to go into this free speech zone. I'm like, it's a little cage. You're going to make me stand there. I don't even have a sign. You know, I'm handing people DVDs and whatnot. And basically, I just reached out to him. We talked for like 45 minutes. He let me hand out my DVDs, and that was that.
No, you're very persuasive. And you're going to be on the air tonight, 9 to midnight, and stations need to pick it up. Have you talked to Ted? Have they gotten the satellite coordinates listed yet on GCNline.com?
I don't know if they have it listed. He says that the satellite's all ready to go. He says that the...
No, the satellite's been up for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I go on the site, and I can't find where our new satellite's listed.
I will call him immediately.
I have stations calling me asking, where are the satellite coordinates?
All right, so I will get the satellite coordinates from...
We have to do
Ted.
Everything around here.
From Ted Anderson right after this.
Oh, Ted's great. He's paying for an extra satellite for us so we can run my show 21 hours a day and your show 3 hours a day, live 9 to midnight Central. So I hope stations out there that want to record it or air it live will get the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
And you pop in a lot, too. It's a great show.
Hey, Jason, where'd you get the name of the Info Warrior?
I took it from you, Alex, obviously. You are the original Info Warrior, but I'm trying to bring in more Info Warriors, and I'm actually trying to make this Independence Day, Info Warrior, Independence Day, all groups, whether it's End the Fed, whether it's, you know, Campaign for Liberty, whether it's 9/11 Truth, We Are Change, all that stuff. Take this Independence Day, hand out DVDs, hand out flyers. This is when communities actually get together. This is when
And it's having an effect. People say, oh, you're not having an effect. Nothing's happening. Nothing's changing. And they're admitting world government. The people are waking up in mass. Everything we do goes mega viral. People have to have the belief we can change this. It's the only chance we're having a one hell of an effect.
Exactly. Right now, the IMF is openly announcing they're going to build a global super currency before the G20. Now, Obama's going to the G20, but before that, he's going to meet with the Queen in private. So, I mean, look at this progression.
But the queen doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Nobility has never had any influence on anything, Alex. I mean, I can't...
She only owns half of Canada. And then threw the parliament out and they didn't agree with her a few months ago. Hey, Jason Burmes, 9 to midnight tonight. Good to have you in here with us.
Thanks, sir.
More calls straight ahead.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 17, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 918.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 945.23, 472.62 for the half ounce, and 236.31 for a quarter ounce. That's 945.23, 472.62, and 236.31.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
I just had my two IT guys walk over to me and they said, guess how much bandwidth you've used in the first 17 days of March? 90 plus terabytes. That'll be $30,000 on top of my regular IT bill. That's why you need to buy the hard copy DVD at InfoWars.com. That's where the money bomb money went, in this office. By the way, I shot the tour of the office a week ago. When is the... Call Rob Doolin here. I want to know when the tour of the website was going to be up on the web for everybody. Hold on. Democracy don't rule the world.
Democracy don't rule the world.
You better get that to your head. This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence.
But I guess left unsaid. From Broadway to the Milky Way. That's a lot of territory indeed. But a man's gonna do. Rob Dew, when is the tour of the new command center going up? Everybody wants it.
The Central Texas Command Center tour will be online probably by the end of this week.
That's what I'm. Well, hell, we just walked around for 10 minutes in here.
Yeah, it's not. There are other things to do. Plus, we don't want to run up the bandwidth too high, right?
And we'll put it out on YouTube, baby.
Okay, we'll put it out on YouTube. Perfect. We'll
put it out on the Alex Jones channel. I don't want another $30,000 bill. Well, what happened is all the members we had it turned up to 10. So people can share it with 10 people.
Yeah.
And I just told them, we got to cut that back, or I'm going to be in the pauper house here. Because it's expensive. How much with the medium quality is it, say, for the QuickTime for somebody to download that?
I have no clue.
Call Madden here. Well, it doesn't matter. Well,
one thing we are going to have up soon is the call to action. You have another call to action that we have produced, a smaller one to... You know, but people are already doing it, so it's almost pointless to put it out. But we need to get it out anyway. Get out to more people. Tell them about the Obama deception. We're going to have an Alex Jones call to action, which is kind of the part two of the interview that we did. And then we're going to release the tour of the Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines.
Well, folks keep chomping at the bit to see this place. So
I know. All right, we'll make that priority.
Can you guys just slap it together?
Yeah, I'll slap it together today. I'll do it this afternoon after lunch.
Or you can have Jason do it.
Yeah, well, I got Jason working on
the other Jason.
What's
Jason working on?
He is working on, we just got him designing all kinds of stuff, like cool things to put on the video. So
I know, but I
have stuff.
Okay,
we'll get that.
I appreciate you coming in and talking to us.
Yeah, no problem.
Just let's get it out by tomorrow.
No problem.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let's talk to who's up next here. I got a bunch of callers here. I can't tell. Let's go to Tony in Georgia. Tony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones. First of all, great new movie. I love the new Obama deception. Second of all, I want to comment on the new carbon global warming thing. How come I've searched the internet and everything else, and nobody's ever said anything about atomic bombs, nuclear bombs, hydrogen bombs, or anything else having to do with anything with the global warming?
Well, I don't think they had a lot to do with global warming, but there are a lot of government studies, their own studies, that show that it blew holes in the ozone layer when they would test them at high altitudes.
Yeah.
Until the 70s, the French, the U.S., the Chinese, the Russians did that. They had one test where 60-something high-powered hydrogen bombs in the 60s, it's in that film Trinity for Discovery Channel that was narrated by William Shatner, where it just shows them detonating nukes at 100,000 feet, blowing holes in the atmosphere, and scientists thought it might have ignited the atmosphere on fire, but they said, we're going to do the test anyways. But absolutely, they won't let us have nuclear power, which is very safe compared to, but they'll set nukes off. I hear you. It's a good point.
But I'm just saying it could be a time release thing. I mean, something that doesn't happen instantly, like,
even the heat from a high-powered hydrogen bomb is nothing compared to a volcano, because a volcano puts out all this particula that then do different things with heat in the atmosphere.
It's
the power of the mirroring effect. Pardon me?
All right, so you don't think any atomic bombs, neutron bombs, hydrogen bombs has anything to do with global warming at all?
Hundreds of volcanoes going off at any one time, just constantly, forest fires, the oceans. I mean, just the levels of regular carbon and the carbon cycle, just from the studies I've seen on nukes being tested, it is negligible. But I agree with you look, I appreciate your call. It's pointless anyways. It's the sun is the main driver. Everything else is secondary to temperature fluctuations on this planet. And now, because global warming's been disproven, the sun just cooled off, so we're going into a cooling cycle. The ice caps of Mars were getting smaller. Now they're getting bigger again. The moons that were liquid of Jupiter and Saturn are now frozen again. It's the sun. It's the sun. It's the sun. It's the sun. So now that it's been proven it isn't global warming, and it's been proven that polar bears do swim, they're not drowning. My God, they think we're dumb. Now they're calling it climate change and saying we shouldn't even have seasons. But don't worry, there's a new tax paid to the IMF to fund a new global currency, a super currency, London Telegraph. It will save you. The bankers will save you. Don't worry. They want to help you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Menhaden fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Saying no more health care for the troops, you'll have to get your own insurance. This is CNN News. This is off the charts insane, but if not today, tomorrow. Well, Barbara Lowe Fisher is co-founder of the nonprofit National Vaccine Information Center, founded in 82 by parents of vaccine-injured children and dedicated to preventing vaccine injuries and deaths through public education and defending the informed consent ethic. As president of the largest, oldest consumer-led vaccine safety advocacy organization, she has led a national grassroots movement to institute vaccine safety reforms and informed consent protection in the public health system for more than a quarter century. She is the editor of the weekly NVICE News and a blogger, and many of her articles on vaccines and vaccine policies appear in the NVIC's website. A lot of newspapers publish her stuff. She's all over national television. She is one of the most, you know, focused, well-documented researchers out there with the scientists and doctors and virologists and biologists that she works with exposing this. And the reason I've been covering vaccines a lot is because they're moving to try to make them mandatory. They always lied and said they were mandatory. We exposed that was a fraud. So now they're really trying to make them mandatory, trying to create this illusion that they're mandatory, trying to prop that up. As the deaths mount from different vaccines like HPV and others, the cancer viruses and many of the vaccines, the sterilization compounds they found in tetanus shots, this is all confirmed stuff. So I wanted to have her up for 30 minutes or so and then take calls next hour. Your vaccine damage stories or your stories of what happened to you personally, 1-800-259-9231. I know we've got loaded phones from other people, but I'm going to ask folks to call back or to specifically address her. And so go through John and find out who wants to specifically talk to her. I don't screen calls except when a specific guest is on about a specific topic. But it's a very wide topic, informed consent, you know, with so many things. They want to start drug testing for everybody that goes in for unemployment. They want to start drug testing everybody, period, federally, if you have a job, period. Then they have an Army program all over the country. I discovered 5 years ago watching Army News on local Travis County cable. They put it on about how the military pays businesses to drug test all their employees. So they're setting all these precedents of total Big Brother control, and they have all these excuses. So I wanted to have her on just to basically break down the current state of the fight and what's happening there, and to then take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Barbara Lowe Fisher, good to have you back with us.
Well, thank you so much, Alex.
Okay, I am going to try to give you the floor. Just break down the basic history of vaccines, how you got involved, what we're currently facing, and what the establishment's trying to do right now.
Yeah, you know, and then I'd like to talk a little bit, because I just actually watched your film this morning, Endgame, and I was so blown away that I'm still processing it. But I went back into my archives and looked at some of the information I produced in the 1990s, because I've been doing this work since 1982. And in the 1990s, I was very much focused on the evolution of the vaccine tracking systems, the electronic medical records tracking systems, and I went and reviewed that information, and some of the things that occurred back then became much clearer to me within the context of some of the information you gave out in your film, which was quite well researched, and it was very interesting. And I think people don't really understand what the mass vaccination system has been used for in the last few decades to promote this idea of that the greater good, which is defined by those who have a vested interest in being able to control who gets, you know, these vaccines, that very much the vaccinations, the idea of mass vaccination has been used to lull people into accepting a loss of medical privacy, a loss of their a right to make choices about the kind of health care that they want, including the vaccines that they want to use or do not want to use. And it's really, I think people need to understand that often the idea of vaccination is used as a political tool by those actually in both parties who really want to exert more control over what they know about you and your family in terms of the medical choices that you make, in terms of your DNA. That right now there is an attempt in Minnesota for the state to basically own your baby's DNA. You no longer have the right to give consent.
Let me fill folks in on that. For 44 years, according to the Austin American Statesman, I thought it was 36, everyone at birth has their blood taken. It was put in secret DNA databases. They now admit it. Bush signed an executive order to counter the moves in Texas and Minnesota and other places to sue and counter that. So the state is being forced to declare, no, we own your blood. There was even a court case in California 5 years ago. where somebody was getting some genetic treatments, and they came back and said, well, a company actually owns that protein that's in your blood, so you've got to pay them a licensing fee for your own DNA treatment. So I've actually had congressmen on, and I've had lawmakers from Australia on. This is worldwide in the Western world. For at least 30-plus years, they've been taking people's blood secretly. Now they're just admitting it.
Well, and the thing that bothered me when I looked at your film, and just many, many memories were reactivated, and I remembered back in the MVIC, my organization opposed the 1996 HIPAA law that was under the guise of medical privacy, but what it really did was it was an information grab by government to be able to look at your medical records. You know, when you now go into and use them for also for scientific research, and
when you go into the hospital, they're uploading it all to the health department, and then it goes from there to the feds, and Obama with a $9 billion package, as you know, I'm just telling folks, just put more funding into that. They're going to use that for gun control for those that ever went to a psychologist, but go ahead.
And the reason that I think it's important for people to understand the role that vaccination and vaccine policies, vaccine tracking systems has had in this sort of evolution of the idea that government ought to be able to track you and your personal information, and a lot of it was justified on by the idea that we all should get vaccinated, and that it was a good thing for everyone to get vaccinated. Therefore, for example, in 1995, it was okay for the Secretary of Health, Donna Shalala at the time, to come in and take the Social Security number and use it for the first time for a non-Social Security purpose, and that was to use it as a health identifier for babies at birth to monitor vaccination status. And
they're using the vaccine monitoring system as the skeletal system for a total takeover of healthcare, then the bioethicist boards to then bring eugenics back into state-controlled healthcare.
Well, you know, I mean, as you know, I've been on your show before, and I've always said that I was not a conspiracy theorist. But I do think that we have to, that connecting the dots is important. And I do know something about the vaccination system. I know something about vaccines and their risks. And I know that bottom line, we have to have the right to freedom. That's where I absolutely agree with what you're trying to do, which is foster freedom of the press, freedom of expression. When I watched your film and I realized why, last time I was on, I talked about, you know, what I experienced in Maryland in November of 2007 when they lined up the children and their parents and said, you know, if they didn't get a hepatitis B vaccination and a chickenpox vaccination or could show proof that they had, that the parents would be charged and could be jailed for failing to show that proof.
And there was no law. There was no law. It was total color of law. But go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, I saw you, and you were at the Bilderberg meetings, and there were the policemen with the dogs, and I realized why that resonated with you, because you had been in that kind of a situation as well. And you know, I really believe that we are at a critical time right now. And unless we as Americans stand up and get involved at the local and state and federal level in terms of electing the right people to represent us, we are going to have a very difficult situation in this country where we are really having, incrementally, we're having our personal freedoms taken from us. And certainly one of the greatest freedoms we have is the right to be able to choose what is done to our physical body. What we have to take into our bodies, whether it's pharmaceutical drugs, vaccines, or anything else. If we're not free, if we don't have the right to bodily integrity, to individual inviolability, we really cannot be deemed to be free in any sense of the word. And so I look back and I see this evolution of these tracking systems, which were justified in the 1980s and 90s because vaccination was a good thing and the government needed to track who was vaccinated, who was not vaccinated for the purpose of being able to call them up and remind them that it was time to get vaccinated. And then I see in the last few years, leading positions and organizations saying they should criminalize non-vaccinators, that there should be a posting in communities.
Yeah, they're proposing this and then lying and saying it's already the law and threatening people, which is an incredible crime. And I mean, you've seen Endgame. We sent it to you. I appreciate you taking the time out to watch it. It's a 2.5-hour film plus. The issue is we show the eugenicists, which most of the major scientists in the West were in the 1920s, 30s, 40s. Hitler learned everything he knew from us. They believed in sterilizing people. They believed in putting stuff in vaccines to do it. We have the quotes. They took children and radiated them to death in the U.S., black men, syphilis. And then we show scores of cases, only a very small amount of all the cases we had in the film. So my point is, we have this right to say no anyways, even if the government was nice, but we know that eugenicists became the bioethicist and that they run things still today, and we show the proof in the film. So it's not a conspiracy theory. I mean, this is what they believe and what they're doing.
Well, I thought it was I thought you had done an awful lot of research back into the history. I thought it was just fascinating, and I think that, you know, the bottom line is the right to informed consent is a human right. And it was defined by the judges at the doctor's trial at Nuremberg as a human right. And what was on trial at Nuremberg, those doctors who they did charge with crimes against humanity, and I realize some of them didn't even get to that docket, but those who they did charge, the defense by those doctors was the utilitarian rationale, and that is that their scientific experiments were for the greater good, for the advancement of science.
If they torture a child to death, it might save 1,000 children down the road.
And so I think that principle that was outlined by the judges, they really tried the utilitarian rationale as well. And they basically said that the utilitarianism, which is that some can be sacrificed, or the well-being of some and the happiness of a minority of individuals can be sacrificed for the greater good, that whole idea was debunked by those judges. And they said that is not you can't use utilitarianism to buttress any kind of state policy. That's really what they were saying. And, you know, Oliver Wendell Holmes was a Supreme Court justice who used Jacobson versus Massachusetts, 1905, which allowed the states to mandate vaccination. Oliver Wendell Holmes used that in 1927 to justify the forced sterilization of what he thought was an mentally retarded girl, which was actually a girl who was deaf. And it was not mentally retarded. And yes, eugenics was alive and well in this country in the 1920s and preceding World War II. And Holmes was an admirer of Holmes. And as you point out in your film, the eugenics idea, was very much embraced, in pre-war Germany as an idea, a thought that, you know, if you cleanse society of those who infected society with, you know, whether they were handicapped or they were too old to be productive or they were from the wrong gene pool.
Racial hygiene.
And yes, that's exactly right. This idea of cleansing society of all those who infect society and are a cost to society. This kind of mentality is something that we must expose and we must fight against.
But Barbara, that's what I'm saying. I have all the government documents. It is vicious. It is done meanly. It is eugenics. You know, they claim there's positive and negative eugenics, but the real eugenicist wants to poison, wants to kill, wants to dumb down, wants to hurt people.
But the thing is, though, Alex, is that I don't believe that everyone who is in state, local, or federal
government. No, they're compartmentalized. They think it is for the greater good. They don't understand that the eugenicists publicly went underground in the 1940s and are what we call the bioethicist boards today.
Well, I totally agree with that science is, and scientists and physicians are being worshipped in our society and other technologically advanced societies. And what we've done is we have allowed an elitist class to develop who have a great deal of power now because of the advancement in technology and science. And what we need to do.
And they are eugenicists. Most of them, they believe in that. And that's what I'm warning people about. That's the whole point.
Well, I think that you are probably right that there is a certain faction. I have a lot of people I know who are physicians and scientists who are good people who want to do want to do the right thing. And
I'm talking about the directors of the system.
Yeah, that's totally
I can go
different.
Show you. Listen, when that's Dr. Totally Eric Bianca, and it's covered in the film.
Yeah.
I
thought your film was very interesting.
Well, thank you. But when he gets up in Endgame and he says in Austin at St. Edward's, and when he says at the Texas Academy of Sciences meeting in South Texas, 90% of us need to die, and he projects, and Ebola airborne is going to do it, and he's a biologist, and they project an image of skulls on the wall, crying, 3 minutes standing ovations. I mean, this was in the newspaper. Just, you understand, 95%, according to the scientist I had on, were in rapture. This is the secret religion. And I know it's hard to get through that they're this evil, but I'm telling you, they're on a – go to UT where I live or go to any major university and go talk to the biology department. They'll go, yes, there's too many people. We need to get rid of 90% right now. Absolutely. I mean, that's in the UN biological diversity.
And it is a slippery slope, isn't it? When one adopts this utilitarian rationale that some can be sacrificed for the theoretical greater good, it is a slippery slope. It's seductive. And it can result in a great deal of harm. And that's why I fight against it, because I believe in the informed consent ethic.
Did you see the state of Texas testifying that we put 67% of foster kids on psychotropics because they have bad gene pools?
And I did see that.
They're all, look at you, eugenicist. It's a cult. They run everything. But I want to hear more about vaccines. You're the big expert on that. When we come back, Barbara Lowe Fisher is our guest. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Barbara Lowe Fisher is our guest. Be sure to fire out the website for folks to do their own research. Specifically, Barbara, we knew in the trials of HPV for girls, the papillomavirus shot, that it was killing people, and they admitted that. We talked about it. They called us conspiracy terrorists. Now CBS News admits, you know, big top stories about all the deaths and autoimmune things. And it's like we're bad for saying girls shouldn't be basically told it's the law in Texas to take this when there is no law. So it's fraud within fraud. What's going on with that right now?
Well, you know, MBIC issued a special report a couple of weeks ago. What we did is we went in and looked at the reports coming into the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System after Gardasil and after another vaccine called Menactra, a meningococcal vaccine. Both were given to the same age groups, 11 to 12-year-olds, although Menactra was given to boys and girls and Gardasil only to girls. You would expect that you would have, if it was a coincidence, all these events, these deaths and injuries being reported after Gardasil, if it was just a coincidence, you would have had no greater number of reactions reported after Menactra than after Gardasil. What we found was a 3 to 30 times greater incidence of serious events and deaths reported after Gardasil, confirming our original, in 2006, we put out the first press release challenging the licensing of Gardasil because I looked and analyzed those pre-licensure clinical trials and saw that there were a number of serious injuries and deaths in there, and they were writing them off as coincidences. And what was really awful about those preclinical trials is they only studied 1,200 girls under the age of 16, and yet they targeted the policy at 11 to 12-year-old girls. So what we found when we looked at the VAERS reports recently is that you have a lot of really serious events like blood clots, cardiac arrest, hemorrhage, lupus, seizures, strokes, thrombosis, vasculitis. You have, it's clear that these girls who are, a lot of them are very high-functioning girls because we're getting the reports into MBIC as well. They're 4.0 students, they're gymnasts, cheerleaders, all-American girls, high-functioning girls. They get one or more of these shots. It's given in a three-dose series, and all of a sudden, they can't go to school, they can't get out of bed, their paralysis that comes and goes, they've got pain throughout their body, they have seizures,
What about all the deaths? I mean, I've got all these mainstream newscasts going over all the deaths where mommy's daughter isn't there anymore.
That's right. And I mean, you're talking about girls who are perfectly healthy and all of a sudden drop dead within hours, days, or several weeks of this vaccination with no explanation. Some of the girls will say, you know, I feel kind of dizzy, I'm really tired, and then they will be found dead with no explanation.
No.
On autopsy, there's no finding, and we can't get the company, Merck, or the government to admit that there is a problem with this vaccine. It's one of the most reactive vaccines I've seen come on the market.
And they're going to now try to force boys to take it, and I guess people will just die and become ill en masse, and they'll just have SWAT teams dance around with police dogs and force everybody to take it when there's no law. I mean, we're not kidding. There's no law, but they force it through color of law intimidation. It's just Nazi Germany on steroids, and it's just going to continue on, I guess, forever. And it was just a few vaccines they used to try to make you take. How many is it now they try to inject people with?
It's 48 doses of 14 vaccines before the age of six. And 69 doses of 16 vaccines if you're a girl, with the addition of HPV vaccine, is the government recommendation. And like I said at the front of the show, this is why I'm concerned, is as they add more and more doses of vaccine, mm-hmm, and they couple it with tracking systems, will the day come when you can't say no?
Well, I want to talk with you about how the UN's saying they want to, because the Africans don't trust them and won't take it, because, you know, they don't know what they're doing, quote, they want to now engineer it into food with pharmacological vaccine crops. Stay there, back in 70 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.